You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Join co-hosts Will and Brian as they break down the lore of a rich multiverse 50 years in the making in a lighthearted and beginner-friendly way. They cover everything from character creation options to tips for dungeon masters. There's something for everyone, no matter how long you've been playing TTRPGs. Find The Dungeon Cast anywhere you get podcasts or on YouTube.
Hey, welcome back to Scott Talks, and we are talking with Brian, PhD Brian Lowry, who is a Stanford professor.
Do we say Dr. Brian Lowry?
Yeah, I was going to say doctor. I almost put it in the...
Because it doesn't say that in your information. It says just PhD.
Yeah, I don't really go with titles very much, but you could say I prefer, if you were going to use a title, be professor, but I prefer first preference, zero title.
All right,
second professor.
I like how you put PhD at the end. We could just tap on it if we wanted. But and you're really humble, man. It was really a great conversation with Laura. You guys do talk a lot about the same subject matter. You're a social psychologist by training. Mm-hmm. I really want to take one of your classes, actually. I there was so much real language that you're giving to things that are occurring in our society and changes that are happening. It feels rapidly with the explosion in population, with the transfer of information being so quick, you know, the way people learn now is being taken over a lot by visual stuff and also by what's happening in the news. There seems to be less people putting language to it and more people just reacting to it. I really appreciated the way you took the time to explain things with real purpose and meaning behind it. He also has a book out, you guys, called Selfless. It'll be coming out on the 28th. It'll be out by the time this episode's out and released. Laura read, I guess it was the inside cover, hon. What part of the book did you read?
Sure. Wait, it was just the description. So maybe is it the flap jacket? Yeah.
Yeah. And it was gorgeous. The thing I think of from an academic is not what I've inferred from this reading, which was the sense of compassion and connection. You talk about, despite what you may think, we aren't islands unto ourselves. We're creation. By the many hands that touch us, we don't just exist in communities. We're created and shaped by them. And then at the end, there's something to that. When we shatter the myth of individualism, we free ourselves to make our lives and to the world accordingly. That's just freedom, it sounds like to me. Looking at the world, honestly, understanding how I'm shaped, and then realizing that I'm a product of that, that I have a freedom. Is this your goal behind everything that you do academically? Is that why the book was hard to write? Because it comes from an intellectual place into a real spiritual sort of sense?
It's an interesting question. I'm happy you picked up on the freedom part. It's I think the book can be read in a way as a meditation on freedom. Like, what is it? Do we actually want what we think we want from it? What would it mean to be free? For me, the book was an exploration of how we live. I mean, what life is about and how we experience it and how some of the illusions we have might be holding us back, right? We believe we see and understand the world, and we believe the world should fit our intuitions about how it works, or at least our intuitions about how we work. And what if we're just wrong about those? What if our beliefs about the way we exist in the world are just wrong. And I kind of explore a little bit of that in the book. And it does, I don't, and spiritual is always a tricky thing because it means different things to different people.
It does. I get that. But. Yeah.
But it's certainly a deep philosophical place, by the way. It's certainly a deep philosophical place. The last two chapters, the penultimate, the second to last chapter is about meaning in life. And the last chapter is about death. So it does go into those kind of spaces. Yeah.
We're going to take just a quick break to tell you about a cool new product that Scott and I discovered. And we'll get back to our guest's amazing Only One story in just a minute.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Find The Dungeon Cast anywhere you get podcasts or on YouTube.
I sense a spiritual meaning to be like what you were saying is like that I can change a belief system or experience something from within myself that reflects the way I act in the world. And that's sort of the freedom I get by informing myself, I guess, about how I've maybe been treated in the world versus somebody else, how they've been treated in the world, and how that might, like you said, reflect the information that I seek. You know, I think that it's a hard question to ask yourself. You know, am I looking for information that supports my belief, or am I looking for information that is true to what's happening all around me? I think we get caught up in it. And like I said, could you talk to me a little bit maybe about, because I know you do a lot of studies around social media and how it reflects this psychological state. We are all so attached to the digital world that we don't often question its effects. Is there any generalized statement that you could give me that could give us some direction to look into how this is affecting the way I form my opinions?
You know, it turns out I don't write that much about social media. I talk a lot about it now, especially in the webinar series, Leadership for Society. If people are interested, they can find that on the Stanford website under my name. We talk about social media there. And I've written a little bit about it. If you think of the self as being constructed by relationships, you can start to think about how social media is starting to play a role in who we are and who we can be. Like, think about things like serendipitous discovery. Right. So, and you know, you all seem to be of a vintage where you might have walked through record stores and like flipped through things and ran across things that you didn't expect, or going to a bookstore and just browsing. There's a way in which this is a simple thing that everyone can understand. There's a way in which that allows for an expansion of self, right? Like you run across something you never imagined, and there you are with this new thing, this new possibility. But in the world of social media, in the world of predictive algorithms, you're being given what you should want, right? It's looking at what you've looked at the past. It's what you've listened to already, and it's predicting for you what else you would like what you already like. So you can, one way to think about it is it strips away a little bit of that serendipity, that possibility of expansion.
I think I kind of intuitively know that because things are so loaded, but I do remember the joy of looking through a record. Like I would take a whole day and a friend and a cup of coffee, and we would just walk through a record store. And then if you found something you fell in love with, which back then was a much bigger risk, right? You had to buy a whole album for one song and maybe get a second song out of it that you loved. But if I'm, you know, given seven songs that chances are I'm going to like because I've listened to one other song, it does. And then I think it's serendipity, you know, and I go, oh, wow, look at this. This is wild. Then my experience is hedged. It's not as random as I want to believe it is. I feel lucky that I had that dial-a-phone back then. I feel lucky that I had to go outside and play till it was dark. But I do have kids and I'm watching them grow up in this world, and I'm watching them reflect back that existence. And some of them put it down, some of them pick it up more. I can't tell. I really think the work you're doing is really fascinating, and I really look forward to reading your book. I say I'm going to read a lot of books, but I'm going to read this one. And the book is called Selfless, you guys. And it comes out on March 28th. We'll have the link in our show notes. And we have all the ways you can hook up with Brian and hear more about this. And thank you so much again for being patient and being on the show.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
And another fantastic episode in the can.
I love our show.
I do too. And speaking of our show, we want to thank all of our Patreons for making it possible. And we'd like to welcome the new ones as well.
Welcome. And hun, explain how it is that our Patreons support our show and how folks can join our Patreon.
Sure. So we are an independent podcast, which means that there is no corporation behind us, which also means we have the freedom to bring you the stories that you want to hear.
Yes, which also means that we depend on you to keep producing these stories.
Right. And we really appreciate you. So basically, to join, you just go to our website.
There's a link in our show notes of this episode to make it easy.
Then you follow the simple instructions. Also, there is a level for everybody. And after you join, you get access to all of our exclusive bonus content and special opportunities like monthly storytelling, which is a video series. We also do Zoom hangs. Please come hang with us. Monthly memberships start at $5 per month, not per day. That's per month. And the Zoom hangs are my favorite part. So which of our patrons are we shouting out today?
So today we're shouting out two of our favorites.
Right on.
Kelly Nishimoto of Cute Booty Lounge.
Right, Cute Booty.
Cute Booty was a concept that was born in Kelly's garage in 2004. She was looking to make pants that embrace a woman's curves, and particularly the what, hun?
The booty.
The booty. Mm-hmm. But they were still polished enough to wear out and about. Her signature is her patented scrunch booty pockets. Cute Booty Lounge is made by women for women right here in the USA, actually right here in Los Angeles.
Right.
The company is incredible. It's female and minority owned. You just go to cutebooty.com in our show notes and order yours today. And what do people always say to me when I wear my leggings, hon?
Cute booty.
That's right.
Uh-huh. We also want to thank Kathleen Hahn.
Kathleen.
Yes, a fantastic friend of the show from the beginning. We love your support, and we are so appreciative of you.
Super grateful. Thank you, Kathleen.
Yeah, come join us on a Zoom hang.
Thank you so much for listening. The Only One in the Room is produced by the creative genius that is Scott Slaughter and edited by the uber-talented polymath Christina Barcy and her team at Avon House Productions. Hey, you're still listening? Good. Please subscribe right now while you're thinking about it, quick, before you forget. And be sure to like and leave us a review of the show. Want to connect with some other Only One listeners? Be sure to join our private Only One in the Room Facebook group, or check out Patreon on our website for exclusive content that you won't find anywhere else. And do you have an Only One in the Room story that you'd like to share? Please send it to theonlyonepod@gmail.com.
Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Join co-hosts Will and Brian as they break down the lore of a rich multiverse 50 years in the making in a lighthearted and beginner-friendly way. They cover everything from character creation options to tips for dungeon masters. There's something for everyone, no matter how long you've been playing TTRPGs. Get inspired while learning all about the unique planes of existence. Get the in-depth knowledge you need to help your combat encounters feel impactful, or learn about the origins and pantheons of every race and class the game offers. No stone is left unturned as every edition of the game is explored and explained in a way that benefits players of all different levels of experience. You can expand your TTRPG horizons in a way that's as entertaining as it is educational just by listening. All you have to do is go to your favorite podcast app or YouTube and search for The Dungeon Cast.